Hi, Barbara.
I wanted to find out every once in a while, like I press on the ends of my fingers on the palm side, I get kind of an indentation in my skin. And I was just wondering, you know, kind of like they say, you know, like if you have swollen ankles and you press on it and fluid. So I was just wondering what's going on with the fingers.
Well, you're quite correct. If you press and get an indentation, you probably got excess fluid in the tissues there. Now, does that happen anywhere else in your body or just on the ends of your fingers?
I haven't noticed it any place else, but I do keep, I don't wear as tight of socks as I used to because they leave marks at the highest part.
I know just what you mean, ma'am. I've seen that a number of times. That does mean there is too much fluid in the tissues there. What do I mean by too much? It's more than nature intended because that indentation from the socks or the indentation from the pushing on the ends of the fingers, obviously most people don't have that. So what's going on here with holding on to fluid in the body? Well, one thing, if you haven't done it, ma'am, is you need to be thinking about seeing a doctor for kidney function testing because in very early stages of my kidneys don't work, one of the things that can happen is the kidneys are not passing the fluid out of the body. Then there's a second thing. There's not just that one thing to check. In very early stages of something called congestive heart failure, that can happen too. And yes, it is early stages, but it can. So this definitely needs a doc who can help you with those things. Now, let's say, though, that you have been to all the doctors there are, and everybody tells you, well, you got fluid retention, but there's nothing major the matter with you. There are a couple of things to think about. A doc wrote us all a book back in the 1930s about what that doctor called cell salts and pointed out that a particular type of sodium, and I'm not kidding you, man, you'd think that sodium would help us to retain fluid, but this particular type called sodium sulfate, which is very hard to find, one can buy it in bulk online, but that's about it. Fortunately, it's cheap.
You know, I can hardly hear you because it's not your voice, but it's the speaker is kind of going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just talk louder. I can't control the speaker, the electrical waves, which is what would make that go in and out. Anyway, this doctor reported back in the 1930s that there's a particular type of sodium that's found in cells in the body, and if we use more of it, we don't retain water as much. Now, I wouldn't start there. It's very important to start with checking with a physician about whether it's early kidney failure or early congestive heart failure, that kind of stuff. It may just be giving you a warning right now. It just hasn't proceeded very far. But as I said, if you go to a doctor and nothing can be found that's causing this fluid retention, then the thing to think about is this cell salt called sodium sulfate. And no, I don't know where it's carried, but I do know I could get it online if I wanted to. This cell salt stuff called sodium sulfate, it tastes really, really salty, but the doggonest thing, it helps to reduce the tissue edema that you seem to be having. And I know it's a mild edema, but you still got to get after it, ma'am.
Does it have to do with baggy eyes underneath your eyelids?
I wish. Probably not that much, no. People get those whether they're retaining fluid in the body elsewhere or not.
I have another question here. I was curious of what causes cellulitis.
Well, cellulitis usually means infection in the tissues just under the surface. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I have a relative. I have a cousin's mother that has cellulitis, and I was just wondering what causes it.
It could be any number of germs. It's usually a bacterial infection, but there's any number of them that can cause cellulitis. Now, so what people usually do is the doctor will give them antibiotics, and yes, it does clear up the cellulitis. However, what I've also worked with people who've done is to get themselves a combination of two things. One, potassium iodide, and rub that into the skin over the cellulitis. Only a little of that's going to absorb. Unless those people get some DMSO, And that's dimethyl sulfoxide, sold in all the natural food stores, compounding pharmacies, trauma dispensary. And the DMSO is rubbed in over the potassium iodide. And, oh, my goodness, DMSO will take anything right through the skin and right through the tissues. And you can taste it within usually 60 seconds. And that combination of rubbing in potassium iodide and then rubbing in DMSO, I personally worked with people who've cleared their cellulitis with that.
Huh. I have a bit of knowledge to tell you. I happened to hit on a one of the educational programs in the middle of the night, I don't know if it was Channel 9 or something, in reference to the lithium. It was one of the countries, I don't know if it was Africa or Brazil or something like that, where they had big mines of it that they were mining. And they were talking, they happened to mention about people there were 90 and 130 years old. I thought that was interesting, too, to add to your conversation.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Uh-huh. That goes along with the research. So thank you for calling, and I hope you can find the cause of this, and it's not something bad and just some minor thing that's getting you to swell, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, you're welcome. And do get to that doctor, please.